The question for today is, are the holy days still in effect and should they be kept today? The holy days are feasts of God and not the Jews, Leviticus 23 verse 2 and 4. They are commanded to be observed forever, Leviticus 23 verse 31 and 41. Note how many times God says, "These are my feasts," or "the feasts of the Lord," Leviticus 23 verse 2, 4, 37 and 44. They are to be kept forever. Exodus 12 verse 24, 13 verse 10, Leviticus 16 verse 29 and 34, and 23 verse 31 and 41. These days were ordained during the year before the sacrifices were given to Israel. Exodus 12 and 13. God's Sabbaths, including the high or annual Sabbaths, are part of the identifying sign between God and his people. Exodus 13 verse 9, 31 verse 13, Ezekiel 20 verse 12 and 20. Jeremiah 7 verse 21 to 23 points out that God instructed Israel about the holy days at the time he brought them out of Egypt. He did not institute burnt offerings or sacrifices until later. Therefore, the holy days do not stand or fall with the sacrifices, but are truly commanded forever. Jesus observed the Passover in the days of unleavened bread, Luke 2 verse 41 and 42, the Feast of Tabernacles and the Last Great Day, John 7 verse 1 and 2, 14 and 37. The New Testament church and the apostles kept the holy days, Passover in the days of unleavened bread, Acts 12 verse 3 and 20 verse 6, 1 Corinthians 5 verse 6 to 8, Pentecost, Acts 2 verse 1, 20 verse 16, 1 Corinthians 16 verse 8, the Day of Atonement, Acts 27 verse 9, and the Feast of Tabernacles, Acts 18 verse 21. Paul told the Colossians not to let anyone condemn or intimidate them for observing the days God made holy, Colossians 2 verse 16 to 17. The Feast of Tabernacles will be observed during the millennium by everyone, both Jew and Gentile, Zechariah 14 verse 16. So all who would be in God's kingdom had better learn to observe them now. Our statement of beliefs reads, Annual Holy Days. The annual holy days were ordained by God, kept by the ancient Israelites, and continued by the early New Testament Christians. These seven annual appointed feasts picture God's plan of salvation for man.